缺人才培训工程教学系列丛书，英语中级口译资格证书实考试卷汇编，上海市外语口译资格证书考试委员会编。试卷二，上海市英语中级口译资格证书第一阶段考试。
Section 1, Listening Test, Part A, Spot Dictation.
Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a passage and read the same passage with blanks in it. Fill in each of the blanks with the word or words you have heard on the tape. Write your answer in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Remember, you'll hear the passage only once. Now let's begin Part A.With spot dictation.
Doctors are starting to believe that laughter not only improves your state of mind, but actually affects your entire physical well-being. Britain's first laughter therapist, Robert Holden, says, "Instinctively, we know that laughing helps us feel healthy and alive. Each time we laugh, we feel better and more content." A French newspaper found that in 1930,the French laughed on average for 19 minutes per day. By 1980, this had fallen to 6 minutes. 8% of the people questioned said that they would like to laugh more. Other research suggests that children laugh on average about 400 times a day. But by the time they reach adulthood, this has been reduced to about 15 times. Somewhere in the process of growing up,we lose an astonishing 385 laughs a day. William Fry, a psychiatrist from California, studied the effects of laughter on the body. He got patients to watch funny films and monitored their blood pressure, heart rate, and muscle tone. He found that laughter has a similar effect to physical exercise. It speeds up the heart rate, increases blood pressure,and quickens breathing. It also makes our facial and stomach muscles work. Fry thinks laughter is a type of jogging on the spot. Laughter can even provide a kind of pain relief. Fry had proved that laughter produces endorphins, chemicals in the body that relieve pain. Researchers divided 40 university students into 4 groups. The first group listened to a funny cassette for 20 minutes.The other 3 groups listened to either an informative tape or a cassette intended to relax them, or no tape at all. Researchers found that if they produced pain in the students, those who had listened to the humorous tape could tolerate the discomfort much longer. Some doctors are convinced that humor should be a part of every medical consultation, as there is evidence to suggest that laughterstimulates the immune system. Part B, Listening Comprehension. 1. Statements.
Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short statements. These statements will be spoken only once, and you will not find them written on the paper, so you must listen carefully. When you hear a statement, read the answer choices,and decide which one is closest in meaning to the statement you have heard. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Now let's begin with question number one.
Question number one. Florence had 4 tickets for the concert, but she gave 2 to her brother.
Question number two.There is no additional charge for the use of the pool, and towels may be rented for a nominal fee.
Question number 3. Mr. Johnson insisted that he hadn't lied about his whereabouts the night of the murder.
Question number 4. 40 students came to Professor Green's first lecture on economics, but after a fortnight, all but 15 had dropped out.
Question number 5. According to the recipe, You don't have to cook it more than 10 minutes unless you want it well done.
Question number 6. Trash is normally collected Monday and Thursday, but this week, the holiday will cause a delay.
Question number 7. There is no stronger desire than the desire to seek happiness or good health.
Question number 8. If I knew Peter's telephone number, I wouldn't have to write this letter.
Question number 9. Preschool children usually like to play with toy cars and trucks or anything that makes noise.
Question number 10. Martin sent the telegram on Monday, but I received it only yesterday.
2. Talks and conversations.
Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks and conversations. After each of these, you will hear a few questions. Listen carefully because you will hear the talk or conversation and questions only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 answer choices and choose the best answer to that question. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following talk.
One of the most deadly plants in the world is poison hemlock. This plant grows in many parts of the world. It is quite dangerous to humans. People can die if they eat it. One thing that makes poison hemlock really dangerous is that it looks like some plants that people normally eat. Hemlock belongs to the same family of plants as the carrot. The leaves of the plant look very much like parsley, and its roots look like carrots. People will die when they have made a mistake and have eaten poison hemlock when they thought they were eating either parsley or carrots.
Question number 11. What is the topic of the talk?
Question number 12. Where is hemlock found?
Question number 13. What is true about hemlock?
Question number 14. What can happen to someone who eats hemlock?
Questions 15 to 18 are based on the following conversation. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Wanda. Where are you rushing to?
I'm heading for a meeting of the ski club. It starts at 3 o'clock.
The ski club?
Yes, the ski club. Do you want to come along?
What does the ski club do?
Well, you get to know other people who enjoy skiing, listen to lectures and presentations on skiing, techniques and equipment, and best of all, plan skiing trips. Doesn't that sound good?
It sounds great, but I don't exactly know how to ski very well.
That doesn't matter. You don't have to know how to ski. You just have to want to learn how to ski.
That sounds like my kind of club. I guess I'll come along with you and try it.
We've got to hurry. It's almost 3 o'clock.
Question number 15. What time does the meeting begin?
Question number 16. What do people do at ski club meetings?
Question number 17. What problem does the man have?
Question number 18. What will the man probably do next?
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the following talk.
I'm sure you all enjoyed that trip along the Grand Canyon and the Colorado River. It's quite amazing, isn't it? The next stop on our tour is the Petrified Forest. This is a huge desert forest that is not exactly made of trees. You see, the trees are so old that they have fallen and have turned to stone. They look just like fallen logs, but they are no longer made of wood. Instead, they are made of beautifully colored stone, such as jasper, agate, carnelian, and onyx. It's unbelievable to see all of these fallen trees from a distance, and then up close, see that they are really stone and not wood. When we arrive at the petrified forest, please be sure to keep in mind that it is against the law to take any petrified wood out of the forest with you. You may think about picking up just a tiny little piece, but please don't do it.
Question number 19. Where have they just been?
Question number 20. Where are they heading now?
Question number 21. What has happened to the trees?
Question number 22. What does the man ask them not to do?
Questions 23 to 26 are based on the following conversation. I was reading an article in the paper about a new type of fast food packaging. It's really great.
What's so great about this packaging for fast food?
What's great is that the packaging is edible.
Edible?
That's right. With this new packaging, you can go to fast food restaurant, order a burger and fries, and then eat the wrappings that the burger and fries came in.
So you'd be eating paper?
Oh, no. The wrappers sort of look and feel like paper, but they're really made from things like soybeans, corn, and flour.
It sounds like the wrappers might even be better for you than the fast food.
Question number 23. Where did the man learn about the new fast food packaging?
Question number 24. What is interesting about the new fast food packaging?
Question number 25. Which of the following is used in making the fast food packaging?
Question number 26. What does the woman think about the new fast food packaging?
Questions 27 through 30 are based on the following talk.
Today, dogs are being trained in a variety of ways. One way that dogs are being trained involves smell. For example, dogs are being trained to use their sense of smell to find missing persons, hidden drugs, or explosives such as dynamite. Dog trainers have found that almost all types of dogs have equally good senses of smell. Even though different types of dogs have equivalent sense of smell, they are not equally good at different tasks. However, certain types of dogs are better at certain tasks because of other characteristics they have. For example, beagles are small and friendly, so they are often used at crowded airports to smell for illegal food products in luggage. German shepherds have quick reactions, so they are often used to smell for explosives, such as dynamite. Golden retrievers work well in the cold, so they are often used to find people lost in the snow.
Question number 27. What is the topic of the talk?
Question number 28. What is true about the various types of dogs?
Question number 29. According to the talk, what are golden retrievers trained to find?
Question number 30. Why are German shepherds used to find explosives?
Part C, listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation.
Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 5 English sentences. You will hear the sentences only once. After you have heard each sentence, translate it into Chinese and write your version in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Now, let's begin Part A with sentence translation with sentence number 1.
Sentence number 1. This particular wine is regarded as one of the finest in the world.
Sentence number 2. As he intended to expand his shop, he made an offer for the premises next door.
Sentence number 3. I'm just not prepared to put up with your inefficiency any longer. You're fired.
Sentence number 4. At the meeting, someone suggested that there should be a staff representative on the committee.
Sentence number 5. In its simplest sense, the word advertising means drawing attention to something, or notifying or informing somebody of something.